Hello and welcome to another movie roast. I'm your host Scott. You can find me on Twitter at xorisonx, and we're with Michael. You can find on Twitter at review and roast, and we're here with his niece again, who's too young to be on social media. So today we're going to talk to you about a movie she should have never seen called Deadpool 2. A foul-mouthed mutant mercenary, Wade Wilson, aka Deadpool, brings together a team of fellow mutant rogues to protect a young boy of supernatural abilities from the brutal time-traveling mutant Cable. Dun dun dun. I feel like that was not exactly right. A boy of supernatural abilities, that just doesn't.
With?
That would probably make more sense, but containing? They wrote of. Yeah. I mean, it's not supernatural. I mean, whatever.
Superhuman?
Superhuman sounds better, too. But I guess it is natural because it's
super
fire.
Mutiny?
Because, you know, earth, wind, fire.
Ew.
Water. Airbender.
So, are we getting into how much spoiling we doing?
I think we're going to do some, but not a lot. But I also feel like we're going to talk about our Facebook because we've got just under 14,000 followers and likers and stuff. So, why don't you guys be 15?
15? I'll be having to crack 14.
Oh, I said almost 14.
Yeah, we're almost at 14.
Yeah, it's been a minute since I looked. Like literally 1 minute.
Yep.
But so yes, let's talk about some Deadpool.
I want to pretty much just jump right into the whole, like, obviously we're, like, going into X-Force stuff.
Yeah, this movie is
bringing
like,
we might
bringing
as well just jump right into it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I mean, I was going to talk about the little digs on Wolverine in the beginning, which was kind of funny. You know, they made the little, what do they call it, a little music box out of Wolverine's dead body. And he fucking, you know.
Oh. I thought it was more of like an homage, you know what I'm saying? Like, more of like a respect.
I don't know about that. I mean, he literally made fun of him for it.
Well, yeah, he always does, but that's the whole point.
No, I know. It was good. I don't know about that.
What do you mean? Come on.
There was a lot of things in this movie
he was wearing the Hugh Jackman face at the end of the first one.
Remember? Yep. Yeah, I know. I was there. I filmed it.
It was handsome.
Yep. All right, so you want to get straight into the X-Force stuff?
I just want to talk about Domino, but I mean, we can
do some other stuff. Do you want to talk about what led up to it? Like,
I don't know.
All right, so the movie opens up with Deadpool. That's my superhero name. I'm Deadpool.
You're not cool. Continue.
All right, so he's, you know, flying around the world taking out all these like high profile targets, criminals and pedophiles and sex traffickers, and you know, he comes back home and
like mercenary stuff.
Yeah, mercenary right. stuff. Yep. And, you know, he comes back home, and he's in the middle of a job when he gets interrupted by his fucking anniversary. Which is, I figure, something we're definitely going to spoil because it happens right fucking away.
I mean, are
away.
We?
I just said we're going
to,
so.
Well, we don't have to. We can call it hijinks ensue, and then he goes into a downward spiral.
No. People probably figured it out at this point, so I guess I won't say it because Mike wants to not spoil shit.
Oh, I do want to spoil some shit, but not this shit. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, it's too late now. Let's move on. This is getting too old.
Mia. What do you think? Spoil? Not spoil. You can be the judge.
Don't spoil.
Oh.
Mm. Interesting choice.
Okay.
Guess who's not on the podcast anymore?
It's over
for you.
Fucking
vote against the host. You're just gone. Yeah. So yeah, hijinks ensue, which then lead our fearless leader of Deadpool to start putting together the X-Force to basically.
I mean, well, now
save
you
Russell.
Just, you skipped over stuff.
Uh-huh.
You're right, I did.
Yep. So
I skipped over the introduction of Cable.
Well, basically, you skipped over the fact that he ends up in the X-Men mansion.
Correct.
With Colossus and Negasonic.
And everybody.
And apparently everybody is actually still living there. They're just hiding from him, so which is actually hilariously funny.
That was one of the funniest things both times I saw
it. Yeah, the first time we saw it, I only spotted Quicksilver and obviously Beast, because he's big and blue and hairy. The second time, I was trying to pay attention, and I saw James McAvoy and somebody else, but I didn't. There's someone else was there that I didn't see. I saw the kid that plays Cyclops, McAvoy. And there was somebody else, but I still couldn't make him out.
See, you know, here's look in the credits. here was the thing. Why McAvoy? That's years ago, but they should have had Stewart in there. They had all the guys.
Yeah, you don't even know what time
from years ago.
No, they didn't. It was all the new ones, actually.
Yep. Yep.
I don't think so.
The Beast was the new Beast. And Cyclops was the new Cyclops. Like the kid Cyclops, not the guy I like.
Scott.
I like him. Well, that's all the Cyclops' names.
Yeah, but their timeline is like the 70s.
Or not, because it was bald-headed James McAvoy, so.
Really? I thought I saw hair.
No.
Maybe it was just, maybe Beast
was wrestling.
Oh, you
know if you saw hair. Anywho.
Giggity.
Moving on. So anyways.
Yeah, we're talking way too much about something that don't matter.
About,
I guess,
the 2-second cameo by 5 fucking people, so who cares?
6.
The point is, they're all there. It was actually hilarious. Moving on.
Yes.
Continue.
So from there, they, Colossus is always trying to get, Deadpool to be part of the X-Men, and Deadpool's like, yeah, it's not going to happen. I just want to kill people. So then,
and he is rolling deep in the, in Xavier's wheelchair, though, which was hilarious.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Knocking stuff over. That was already broke.
You good?
Well, I feel like every time I go to talk, you start talking, so I figured I would
Every time you
chance.
Sip a coffee, I just wait for you to gurgle.
I've noticed, so. Do we know the name of the orphanage or whatever the hell that is?
Essex.
Did you know that?
Nope.
How do you know that?
There was a big fucking sign on the door. That's actually a true story.
All right. So unlike Xavier, who started the school for gifted mutants, blah, 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 there's another place where they didn't exactly... Did
it's
they say
sort of, I'm sure it's a comic book thing that I'm unaware of, believe it or not. But I don't know all the stuff. But it seemed like it was just sort of like one of those Christian camps where they teach you to not be gay no more.
Yeah, well, that's exactly the vibe I was getting.
Right? So yeah. it was like a bunch of weird old pedos, and they're trying to like cure the mutants of being mutants, but not really scientifically.
Yeah, they're just shocking.
More like trying to beat it out of them or something,
right.
kind of oddly. So basically one of the kids, Russell, is outside freaking out. He can create fire and stuff of that nature, and they're set on the task of stopping him, and Wade has agreed to be a trainee due to certain self-reflections that lead him to believe that he needs to be a better person. Fair enough?
That was pretty well put.
Yeah,
it's pretty well put.
Pretty good. Pretty good. So now he's a trainee, which, if you recall, I told you I watched the first one last night again, and Negasonic in the first movie actually refers to herself as a trainee, so it's kind of hilarious because they actually refer to Wade as a trainee like way too many, like so many times just to like pick on him, you know, like, oh yeah, like I'm a part of the X-Men. He's like, yeah, you're a trainee, dude. So
literally everybody said it.
Yeah. Continue.
Continue what? You were the one talking.
Hmm.
Essex, go.
So yeah, they're trying to cure the mutant out of him. So they go there, blah, blah, blah. They're trying to stop the kid. Deadpool decides, well, these guys are abusing children. I'm going to bust a cap. So he starts going all Deadpool-y. Colossus freaks out, jumps on him, and basically they arrest the kid and Deadpool and send him to prison.
To, was it ICE or whatever?
The ICE box.
The ICE box, correct. Yep. Which is a giant mutant prison, basically.
Yeah, and they have these control collars that suppress your abilities. So Wade's got cancer again, so that sucks.
Yes, he does. But this is where we see
Cable. Hashtag fuck cancer.
Yeah, hashtag go buy your mercy skin.
Hmm.
Right?
All right.
People who know what I'm talking about know
I already got mine. You didn't get yours, though. Continue.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
You don't know that.
You don't have $14.99. True story.
Hashtag true story. All right, so this is where we get our first glimpse at Cable, who is obviously in the future. And he comes back to... Okay, what are we spoiling here? Do we say why he comes back?
Oh, yeah, no, we have to. Basically, that he's coming back to avenge his family. And he's... I don't really know his official, like...
Story.
Number 87 origin. I've read it. It's at my house. But I don't remember all the stuff. But basically, for those of you who may or may not know... Cable is a future soldier from the future slash mercenary slash X-Force kind of member dude that slides to and from the future whenever...
When it's convenient.
I mean, really, it really is. He's kind of like... it's almost like the show Legends of Tomorrow, where he sort of just goes and takes care of shit that needs taken care of.
Can I make it easy on you?
Yeah, go on.
He's a part of the X-Force the way Deadpool was part of the X-Men. He knows him. He hangs out with him sometimes.
Something like that, yeah.
But he's not full-time.
Which actually is going to be pretty cool if they do that movie and include some stuff, which I actually want to get to because the second time we watched the movie,
I found out some stuff. I don't even know what you're talking about. You're getting all fucking
excited.
The
whole X-Force thing.
Oh.
Because, you know, there's talks of the X-Force movie in sometime in the near future.
Is there?
Oh, yeah.
News to me. I don't have TV, though, so I don't know a lot of shit.
You should look into stuff.
Like, I didn't know that Domino was in this. I didn't know that.
I still can't even believe
that. You didn't know that Cable was Thanos, too.
It's also true. You know,
even though he calls him Thanos?
Yeah. Right to his fucking face.
Which is kind
of
funny.
It's actually hilarious. He actually, Ryan Reynolds makes a lot of awesome, like, references throughout that are...
Name two.
Almost easily catchable, like, the second time. No, I'm not ignoring it. I'm talking about all the times he brings up stuff, like does that fourth wall, but not even... It's not looking at the camera. It's more talking or narrating or on his way to do something else. You know what I mean? Like, talking about lazy writing or...
He did mention that a couple times, which I think was even more lazy writing.
Not really.
Mentioned it like three times.
Right.
Well, that is
glad you can join us.
Maybe the whole point is he did that to reiterate the fact that this is all lazy writing.
Yeah, I know.
Anywho. And actually, he probably mentioned it a fourth time because when they're going over their big master plan, he's like, yeah, we're going to hit it off here, and then we're all going to be home early. And then at the bottom, it said the third act of the movie, and he put like the X through it. Like,
right.
We won't even need the last half of the movie or whatever. Yeah. So it's actually pretty funny.
I'm assuming, because I definitely caught more in that map the second time around than I did the first time around, and I would imagine that on a third viewing, I'd probably catch even more shit on that map. I feel like that map is going to be funny when I actually look at it.
And, side note, in the end credits, Yukio's actress name, you know how they did the little like pictures, you know, with the drawings when they were doing the end credits?
Mm-hmm.
Where Yukio's name was, it said like the X-Force is... especially strong in this one. So for me, that means that they're foreshadowing that she's definitely going to be in the next one, and there is one.
Right, could be.
So, but and
which is going to be weird if
I still don't really know who that is because there is a Yukio, and actually it was in X-Men, or not X-Men, X-Men Origins Wolverine, or one of the Wolverine movies, when he, I think the Japan one.
The one I hated.
I actually didn't completely hate
it. I feel like I'm the only one that does.
Everyone seems to love it. I actually didn't hate the first one. I mean, obviously, with the exception of the crappy Weapon X Deadpool hybrid thing with the laser eyes.
I think that will always forever be my favorite Deadpool just because it pisses everybody off.
I actually liked the movie even up until that last point. I thought it was stupid, but whatever. You need a bad guy. Who cares what it is? I mean, it was going to be that or a big adamantium samurai.
What the fuck?
You know what I mean?
Was that the end of that one? It sounds familiar. Samurai stuff.
Yeah, you hate that one.
I do. That was so bad.
I actually didn't hate that movie. Other than the fact that it was your atypical, like, dude, you know, even though they do it in this movie as well, I always hate the, oh no, I lost my powers shtick.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just annoying. It's like the only thing they can do for anything. Again, this movie as well. So when you're in the icebox, obviously you have a control collar that keeps you from having mutant abilities. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to lock you up.
Right.
Doy. We get it.
So. I still feel like there's a better way to do it. Like in the old X-Men movies, when they locked up Magneto, they put him in a motherfucking plastic cell. You know what I mean?
Well, there's not that much real estate.
There's plenty of real estate.
Well, you can't really put the fire guy in a fucking plastic cell, beat off.
I didn't say you put him in a fucking plastic cell.
Well, we're going to have a plastic cell, a metal cell, a fucking rubber cell.
They got to be specialized for each individual mutant. And in the meantime, you just kind of cryogenically freeze them. And then when your cell is ready,
that's why you don't run fucking mutant jail. Dumbass.
You're a dumbass.
You're a dumbass.
You put them on a different planet.
Fucking shirt cocking it.
That is probably one of the funniest lines.
You sure cocking it like a toddler? You're like a goddamn toddler.
Yeah, we should probably just get back to the movie.
Yeah, let's get back to stuff.
You know what? I mean, I don't want to just ramble on about the fucking story, so why don't we just start talking about...
So I want to get into the X-Force and the interviews and the stuff and the Domino.
Yep. Well, then take it away.
So...
You got a plan, so...
We get a whole... I don't really have a plan.
You sound like
I watched the plan, but I want to talk about the fact that... What'd you say?
What do you mean you watched the plan?
What'd you say? Seriously, though, what'd you say?
I want to know what the fuck she said. She didn't say a goddamn word yet.
What do you think about the plan?
It's good.
Nailed it.
All right.
She's over there just
I'll agree.
Playing with her fucking phone, looking up Ricky Whittle. Oh, just give me a Whittle bit.
She's trying to find out who Yukio is. Anyways, so...
Who's that Whittle one?
Yeah. So we basically... Wade comes to the point where he decides he and Weasel, TJ Miller, decide that they're going to make a team. They're going to get the team together. So they start basically putting out an ad on LinkedIn to get some peeps in. And you get Bedlam, who's played by Terry Crews, Shatterstar, who cares,
right.
The Vanisher, played by Brad Pitt, who you don't see because he's invisible. So that's actually
same when he gets
pretty
shocked.
Funny. Yeah, until he gets shocked, which is actually hilarious. Zeitgeist?
Zeitgeist?
Zeitgeist. And that's actually a Skarsgård, FYI.
Okay.
As in, like, Alexander Skarsgård.
Yeah, I know who they are.
Do you?
Am I supposed to be super impressed?
Yeah, kind
of. That a fucking movie star is in a fucking movie?
Well, it's a family of movie stars who have also been in some stuff and things. So, anywho. And who else you got? Obviously, Domino. Zazzy Beetz.
Peter.
Oh, shit. What's his name?
Richard.
In real life? What's his name in real life?
I gotta look.
I don't know. Now I gotta look. But, yeah, so.
Rob Delaney,
that's
it. What about that guy that's
the best is because he holds up like the soup that's, what's his name? Say it. Heist.
Who? Say Zeitgeist.
That. Zeitgeist. Ew. That's the spit guy. But yeah, the, when he holds up the very handsome picture of Delaney, he's like, am I getting fucking catfished here?
Yeah.
Because he shows up with like a little slightly overweight with the big thick, Flanders. So that was pretty good.
Nice.
Also, side note, we might as well bring up the fact that Alan Tudyk and Matt Damon play the two rednecks on the back bumper of a pickup truck, which obviously I didn't catch both times. You saw one name in the credits, but I just found it today when we were kind of like looking shits up. So that's where I'm at with that.
All right, so since you've already let the Terry Crews cat out of the bag.
That we have an X-Force. So this team is going to be X-Force.
Well, I just wanted to say really quick that you just took the end of my show, so thanks.
X-Force?
I was going to whisper X-Force at the end, so X-Force. Ruined.
And when you see the movie, if you haven't yet, you'll get the
When I first saw...
You got to just always start screaming X-Force.
When I first saw Terry Crews pop on, I'm like, all right, that's it. This movie's a 10. And then now it's like, oh, well, all right, it's not.
Well, now I'm going to get to my thing.
Who's Terry
and
Cruz?
The stuff. Terry Crews is the...
Are you joking right now?
How do you not know who Terry Crews is?
I'm joking.
I feel like you're Googling.
Hey, if you look at the credits...
I feel like you're Googling,
oh,
not
that
joking.
Guy.
Oh, that Terry Crews.
Yeah, fucking Old Spice guy.
Oh, my God,
guy.
I love him. He's in that one... He's in that movie that's like...
Here's...
What?
That... White Chicks.
Oh, that's the movie you bring up right now?
Why couldn't you at least say Expendables?
Yeah,
what's
seriously.
That?
See?
Here's the funny
that's
thing.
Why.
Matt Damon and Alan Tudyk are both labeled as redneck number two.
Are they? I thought one was redneck number one on mine. Hang on. Hang on. Let me see. Redneck number two. Where's Wayne? Please hold.
Weird, right?
They're both redneck number two. One's Dickie Greenleaf, though. I don't hate that name. No one. Or be referred to as Dickie Greenleaf.
God, I wish I could remember that.
When we announce all shows.
Speaking of
be
shows.
Dickie Brownlee.
Let's get That's back to the be. Show.
Yeah. Anywho, so we have an X-Force. We have some stuff. They're going to do a big infiltration to try and save the kid from the transport and this, that, and the other thing. P.S. Cable's around now, and that's why they know they need to do stuff.
Oh, right, right.
Because we sort of got into the Cable, but then we got into the X-Force. So... Long of the short, they're going to make this big, awesome, sweet...
Let's just say they made a huge mistake, and now they're working with Cable.
No,
we're
not
to that part yet.
When did they make
Oh, you're right.
We're still at the...
I'm all over
the place. We're about to drop the X-Force like it's hot.
Okay.
That's what's about to happen right now. So they're all in the chopper. They're going.
Or that's a chipper.
One of them is going to be in the chipper.
Well,
that's correct.
Zip it.
So they're in the chopper. They're headed to the chipper. So... They get news that, like, oh, yeah, hey, like we sure we should be doing this? It's like a high wind advisory or whatever. And, you know, Deadpool's all like, yeah, like X-Force. So they decide they're just going to go for it anyways because, like, who gives a shit? So everybody jumps out. Deadpool lands first. He kind of comes off course, hits the fucking sign. Bing, boom, bing. Now everyone's coming in hot because
the wind's like blowing them all wonky.
That was actually kind of funny when he landed and then you look up into the sky and they're all like flopping like around in their parachutes.
Yeah. So, spoiler alert, the X-Force doesn't really last very long in this movie. So, Bedlam slams headfirst right into a bus. Peter actually lands safely.
Yes.
Perfectly. Actually, not going to lie, lands like a pro. Like, nails it. He's about a 9.6. Say his name.
Which one? Zeitgeist.
Zeitgeist hits the chipper. So Peter decides he's going to go save him, goes to pull him out, and gets acid vomited to the arm and chestal. Then the Vanisher legit flies into a fucking electrical poles, and then we actually see Brad Pitt for the first and last time. And then actually, not the last time, because he does fall in a fiery blaze of fucking burnt meat.
About 2 minutes later.
And then Shatterstar actually goes flying into some helicopter blades, which was actually pretty green and dope.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it was annoying anyway.
Yeah, but in the right way. He was supposed to be. So anyways, Domino, obviously, being Domino, makes
Forgot
it.
About Terry Crews.
Yeah, it was the first guy. Head first into the bus. So, but the point being, future spoiler, in my opinion, if you remember when he was like, yeah, they're all dead, because him and Domino were like, oh, shit, like, fucking, this thing went tits up. So, he is actually getting CPR'd.
Who?
Terry Crews.
Yeah, they're like...
Bedlam was getting CPR in front of the bus. So, just saying. He didn't go through a wood chipper.
Saw it twice, and I didn't catch that.
Yeah, he didn't go through a wood chipper, get electrocuted into a fiery ball of meat, or get chopped up by helicopter blades, or acid to the chestal, which we won't spoil that part. But
you just did.
No.
Oh.
The ending. With the slippery slide. Yeah. So, anyways, all I'm saying is he wasn't dismembered into a mulch of meat. He was actually getting CPR'd. So maybe my aunt's coming back.
Did you say my aunt?
My man.
Oh.
My man Terry Crews.
I hope so, because he needs to be doing stuff again.
He's been doing Brooklyn Nine-Nine and crushing. So. You just need to watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
It's been canceled, so I don't need to watch
shit. And American Gods.
That doesn't have Terry Crews.
I don't care. It has Ricky Whittle.
All right. I mean, can't really argue with that.
No, I mean, it's true. He is, isn't it?
He is. So, anyways, X-Force is now Deadpool and Domino doing stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's what I got. Mia, what do you got? All right, well, what did you think of Domino now that you read the comic book and then you finally get to see her in action?
The comic book's so much better.
What do you mean so much better?
I like the comic book more than her.
How many issues have you read?
One. And I've only seen one movie with her in it, so it's the same.
I mean, go fuck yourself.
Right? Pretty much, yeah.
She just gave it to you.
Well, the Domino in the comic book, like, seemed like she was a lot cooler and, like, knew how to fight, but, like, a bunch of other things. In the movie, she just, like...
What do you mean? She was kicking ass and...
Yeah, but I know, but, like...
She was kicking names and taking asses.
Yeah, but, like, in the comic book, she says, like, something like, when she knows she's about to die, like, her body does something and, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. That didn't happen.
She gets the goosebumps.
And that Domino in the movie didn't.
Well, she's like, not narrating it like she is in the comics.
Well, she should.
Well, she can't, because Deadpool's narrating it.
So then Deadpool.
Well, maybe when we have the X-Force movie, maybe she'll be.
Or a Domino movie.
I want a Domino movie. I think that chick's awesome.
I think this should have been a Domino movie.
I mean, I thought she was settled down.
There's still Deadpool.
She needed more time, though, because technically the X-Force, that whole thing is more like second, third. The whole first chunk of the movie is nothing.
Who's on first?
Yep. Exactly.
Yep.
So, what now? Where are we at?
Well, we're at the part where the huge thing gets released, and I don't know if we're going to talk about it. I feel like we shouldn't.
Yeah, I guess not. I mean, Fire Fist, who is Russell, the kid that they're trying to save and or slash kill.
Depending on who you are.
Depending on what's happening at this current time. Decides to make friends with the biggest, baddest in the jail, so them two guys get busted out during this convoy scene, blah, 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 blah. And now everybody's split up. And at one point in time... Legit, Deadpool gets ripped into two pieces. That's not a spoiler.
No, it's not.
Because it's going to lead to the best scene in the whole thing, shirt cocking.
Yeah.
So.
That's just
his well, never mind. Just like in the first movie, when he chops his own hand off, this time he gets literally chopped in half and has to grow a new bottom section from the waist down.
Correct.
And
Which you would think, like, you could
when
just
he does
put them
that, he doesn't do
kinda,
it in a burlap sack.
You know what I mean?
He just does it, he likes to air it out when he's doing that, so.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
And he pulls a Basic Instinct, which actually was hilarious.
That he does.
Yeah.
But, this is where I was talking earlier, where, you know, now Cable needs their help because he can't face the big guy alone.
Right, yeah. The kid and the big guy are actually pretty serious.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the kid's power is actually legit, even though his name's Fire Fist, which is super lame, and everyone makes fun of him. But his power is
that's not going to help the situation. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like you got a distraught kid who's like all pissed at the universe, and then you want to rip on him on top of it.
Well, that's pretty funny though.
All right. Well, let's move on to some things that we liked about this movie.
All right. You start.
I am going to start, and I thought about it today as it was starting, and I was like, okay, it's not. I don't want to say as bad, but it was longer than I remembered. But I still wish it was a little longer. Is the fight at the end with the big guy and Colossus.
Oh.
I wish that was a little bit longer. Or I'm just going to keep saying big guy because I don't know if who knows who it is or not, so I don't want to ruin it because it's kind of awesome.
To be honest, I don't even think many people even know who you're talking about. That
I
see
didn't
these
know
movies
who
anyways.
Was.
Yeah. Like nobody really knows.
Nobody remembers the old X-Men movies?
Like it was pretty awesome when Wade was running off X-Men comic numbers.
Yeah,
that it was like, funny. Oh, X-Men Unlimited 311. It's actually pretty dope. That was actually hilarious.
So I wish that scene was a little longer. It wasn't. Not that it was bad. It was kind of awesome, but I just wish.
Well,
it was
the
a
scene
longer.
Leading to that scene when Colossus finally comes back to save Wade is actually
pretty funny.
Yeah, because he basically Wade gets himself into the same situation as he did in the first one, where he gets stabbed through the brain, and he kind of like got all doped up when he was talking to Vanessa, the first movie where he was kind of like, oh, yeah, I love you. And he was like doing like some rude gestures. So he had a rude gesture for.
Plus, they had the cartoon scene.
Yeah, they didn't do the cartoonies, but he did do a little scissor action for Colossus.
Yeah,
it wasn't
as drawn out as in the first
right,
movie,
yeah.
Which is good because I feel like if they did it again, it would have been too much.
I feel like at this point, though, I would love to see it in like another one now. Now I feel like that's got to be like
the thing.
Yeah, like something through the dome, like a pool cue or something.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, so anyways, back to what I was saying earlier, like, this it would have been awesome if this was a Domino movie, because I thought Zazie Beetz and Domino were fucking amazing.
Yeah, me too.
Who's the first girl?
That's Zazie the Beetz. Same person.
And Domino.
Why did
she's,
you say the
she's the actress Domino? Who played Domino.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I feel like she crushed the role and crushed some skulls. Literally.
Ha ha ha.
Get it? Yeah, there was a lot of gross body breaks in this movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, there's some good there. The movie opens up right away when he's doing his little international mercenary work montage was pretty good.
Yep.
There's lots of chopping and slicing and shooting.
There was also the slice kick, which was neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I hate it.
Yep. What did you like?
There are lots of things that are missing from the trailers.
Captain Quiet Pants?
Yeah.
Hello.
I don't know. I love Ryan Reynolds.
Well, that's not the answer.
That is the answer.
What did you like?
I mean, fair enough.
He's awesome.
What parts, though? You gotta be specific.
His hands are nice.
Yeah. And his little fucking shirt cock. Shirt cocking it.
I love that, but I liked when, like, the X-Force, when they all went down, and then he's like, everyone's like, and he's just like.
Oh, yeah, because that was actually pretty good, because every time.
When he does
the
Home
next
Alone.
Guy's coming down, yeah, he does the Home Alone, like, almost a couple of times, which is pretty good. And then he's, don't forget, he was, like, trolling on that scooter the whole time. Domino was kicking ass.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a terrible superpower. It's not even real.
Yeah.
Use your
it's not even
superpower.
It's not even cinematic, as she's like. Doing some awesome shit. The car's like flying so overhead. Awesome. That was actually super dope.
Or the bastard's like, two can play at that game. And he fucking whipped. Sorry.
Yeah.
Talking about stuff.
Not going to make it.
Talking about stuff you guys probably haven't seen yet.
So what else besides Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
I liked how Ryan Reynolds was calling Peter like sugar cakes or
something. Oh, yeah. Sugar bear?
Sugar bear,
yeah.
Amongst other things, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. How did he word it when he was like yelling at him? But then he's like, I just did that so everyone... what did he say? It's like, I don't mean it. I'm just doing it in front of everybody else to make him something.
Yeah, and then he said, I'll never let anybody hurt you, Sugar Bear.
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, man, that was actually pretty funny. What else?
And you can't start it by saying Ryan Reynolds this.
The ending. But that's huge, sort of.
Yeah. Which part of the ending?
When.
The sad part?
Yeah.
Did you cry?
Yeah.
Did you really?
I looked
at it. Spoiler alert. Tears were shed. Actually, it was. It actually is pretty good. Actually, Ryan Reynolds is actually pretty good.
You cried too.
I mean, it was smoky in there. I mean, what am I going to do? My eyes got dry.
All right. Let's move on to, I guess, the harder.
Ah, fuck what Mike likes. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say, let's move on to fucking what you like.
I hate Actually, so first of all.
Ryan Reynolds.
I'm going to say nice Ryan hands. Reynolds, when he said the thing with the stuff. And then, no, I
you
like.
Have way more to say for magicians. I don't know what's going on today.
Because just like Ryan Reynolds.
No, she's
fair enough.
Starstruck.
So yeah. I actually agree with all the Domino stuff. I actually think that she nailed it. I like Domino. I thought her character actually did do some cool stuff and things.
Yep.
But I'm not going to really get into that.
Yep.
Other than I also
yep.
don't know who Yukio was or is or supposed to be the Yukio from like the Ninja Assassin, which she really wasn't. This one sort of had powers, and maybe I just don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But I loved every interaction with Yukio and Wade. So, like, just because it was hilarious. And one more spoiler alert. Wade does early on go for all the coke under the house right next to the cure for blindness.
That was dope.
And that scene is actually hilarious when he, like, when he gives it the like, spirit fingers. Like, wing. Oh, yeah. Because he basically takes a big bag of coke, stuffs it up under his mask, and punches himself in the face.
That's a great part, yeah.
It was one of those scenes where it was like, man, sometimes people just think of cool shit yeah. for movies. You right. know what I mean? Where it's like, that's pretty funny, and who thought of that just out of nowhere? You know what I mean? Was that just the plan?
It's Hollywood. He's probably done it.
Yeah, he probably, yeah, in real life. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. Anyways, continue.
All right, we're going to have well, I don't know about you guys. I got quite a bit of stuff I didn't like about it.
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, well, he's stupid, so.
He is.
Carry
well,
on.
Here's the first thing.
This is the part where I debunk him. Because he's going to start getting all comic-y.
I'm going to debunk the first one right off the bat.
Fair enough.
Oh, my God.
Naked Petrus is as he beats? Damn it.
I had no idea. Well, I think it's funny that on IMDb, Josh Brolin is the top build. Then Ryan Reynolds.
He's.
But I'm scrolling down here, and you know who I don't fucking see?
Who?
Fire Fist.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, he's all the way at the bottom.
Russell.
Yeah, so.
Did they use his name Fire Fist?
No, they called him Russell.
What's his last name?
Russell.
Huh.
They didn't give him a last name.
Russell Collins.
Yep. That's his name, but they didn't put it in here. But he's in the movie, right? So I feel like he shouldn't be that far on the list. But anywho, after we watched it Thursday, I was like, I don't know if I like this kid.
I don't either.
Right?
I didn't like him.
But this time around, I feel differently.
No, I don't. I think
if you watch it again, you might. Him. Oh yeah.
Well,
no,
let me
sure.
tell you why.
But you had to be kind of a little slightly overweight for the making fun ofs. I don't know. There was just I thought he needed
to be British.
He was New Zealander.
Still, he what didn't different need an accent? Accent?
Like even like later
well,
on
I
in
mean,
the movie,
that's
when,
where he's from.
When him and the big guy are going for the final fight or whatever, and he was all like being a badass. Yeah, he had some lines that were like.
Yeah, they're supposed to be cheesy.
I know, but I figured out why I didn't like him, and it wasn't his acting because he's for you know, I mean, he's a good actor for.
Because you're racist?
No, his wardrobe was fucking ridiculous.
Well, he was walking around in that big yellow suit 90% of the time.
I know, but when he wasn't, I just still feel like he was wearing shit that just didn't fit. I don't know. It was. But the kid himself, like when he was doing the rope thing, like you know,
that,
I mean,
I actually think was, that was like one was of the better parts of the whole movie. When chasing, he's like, "Don't say legs,"
right?
And he's like, "Boop."
Yeah, and you know, like at the end when he's chasing down the headmaster and he's fucking screaming and he, you can tell. I mean, it was so as far as an actor, like the kid was, he kind
of
crushed
yeah,
it.
To be honest, I was so, sort of indifferent to the kid. Like I could take him or leave. I mean, obviously we need him for the story, but
right.
As far as I was concerned, was he like amazeballs? No. Not really. Was he horrible? Nah. Like no. And even the first time I was like, yeah.
I just
couple
like
of cheesy lines, but you're gonna have shit like action lines in this. Like
I guess think for those people out there who watch like Big Bang Theory. Think Captain Sweatpants. You know what I mean? You're wearing sweatpants that are too big with a shirt that's too big, But you know, it's not a 14-year-old. You know what I mean? Like, put the kid in some fucking jeans and a hoodie or something. You know, I feel like they made him look like a bum.
Yeah, but I mean, he also was legit on the go the whole time. I know. It's not like when he was in the school, they were like really handing out fucking Cavaricis. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's 15.
Oh, do you want to date him now?
No. Are you sure? He's probably got a couple bucks.
I don't even care.
He knows Ryan Reynolds. What do you think of that?
There she goes.
Oh. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed all of a sudden.
And also,
he looks young in the movie. He looks like he's like 12.
Because they probably shot this thing 2 fucking years ago.
Also true.
It takes a while to make a movie, just so you know. It takes a while to grow up. Just happen.
Yeah.
So obviously we saw Brianna Hildebrand.
Yep.
Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Yep.
In the first movie.
Yep.
I was hoping for more of her in this movie because she's a badass.
Agreed.
And she is fucking hardly in it.
She legitimately doesn't do anything. She
might as well have just been called a cameo because
she uses her power 2 times and one was defense.
Yeah, like it was kind of annoying to me that they didn't like if you're going to utilize if you're going to make I don't want to say make.
Yeah, she had more screen time in the first one.
Yeah. And like literally you put her in the movies because they didn't want to use all the fancy X-Men. That's fine. So now you've pushed her into this franchise and you're not utilizing one of the more powerful fucking characters.
Yeah, that's probably also the point though. You can't really like throw the big guns out there. So basically you had to have the X-Men. That's why Wade obviously was starting the X-Force.
I know.
Because the X-Men weren't helping at first. But let's
I know
for you know
I know, but I didn't like the fact that she was hardly in it.
No, I agree. No, she was good. I liked her. I thought she was going to be in it more than she actually was. But I also thought Terry Crews was going to be in more than he actually was. So she got more screen time than he did.
Yep, that was super depressing.
Barely.
Yeah, I was going to say barely. I think he got more lines even.
He might have actually had
more lines. And the one thing I was kind of hoping that Rob Delaney was going to pull some like Beverly Hills Ninja shit at the end.
Oh, yeah, right.
Obviously, that didn't happen either.
No.
But it was, other than that, I mean, those are really the only 2 major things I can think of that I didn't really, didn't float that well.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I mean, it was just as funny, as the first one.
Yeah, no, this is definitely a movie I'll probably do the same thing I do with the original Deadpool, but now I'll do it with this one and watch it 400 times.
I mean, I like that they, I don't want to say repeated jokes from the first one. They repeated, I guess, styles
of the jokes. Same style of comedy.
But they didn't do it as long. They just let you know, like, yeah, we're still doing this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the thing through the head or the fucking, you know, they could have went on and on about the legs, but they didn't. You know what I mean?
I feel like they did, actually. The legs went for a while.
Not as far as the face in the first one.
Face.
The avocado or the...
Oh, yeah. They did.
That was funny.
Well, that was funny because when Domino walked in and everyone was dorking about his legs. But she'd never seen him with his mask off yet. Right. She was like, no, I'm talking about your face. Yeah, that was good. All right, so what else don't you like?
For me, I'm thinking that's about it. But why don't you go?
She hates shit.
I hate Domino. And I hate
and Little Caesars.
Little Caesars isn't good.
I like Little Caesars.
No, it's not.
I like Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
I like Pizza Hut.
Okay.
My dad loves Little Caesars but hates Pizza Hut.
I like Little Caesars at the Luxor in Vegas. Anywho, moving on. What don't you like?
We only got to see Ryan Reynolds' baby butt. We didn't get to see Ryan Reynolds' man butt.
I've seen his real butt before.
Oh, snap.
He's been in that one movie. I think it was The Proposal, the thing you were just talking about.
Does he drop some butt cheeks?
Yeah.
Nice.
Ew. It's one movie, and he shows his whole butt.
Actually, that might be it, where he's like hopping on the chair. Oh, no, that's Sandra Bullock's butt, I think. Anyways,
it is in the movie with Sandra Bullock,
though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his butt's in that one. I actually think Domino, I wish she was in it more. I wish she started off the movie.
2 seconds ago, you hated her.
I mean, I said I like the comic.
Yeah, but you didn't. Yeah, see, that's what that's going to be my dislike, is not enough of everybody else, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I get it because it's a Deadpool movie, but I feel like...
But I feel the movie only... What's the runtime? 140?
2 hours. I search. It's like an hour and 53 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
See, it feels shorter than that.
An hour and 59 minutes.
Oh, my bad. Wow, I said 2 hours.
Honestly, what did I just say? I just said 140.
Well.
Because it feels like it goes by quick.
I would like to say there should be more Domino, but I feel like once she hit the screen, she was pretty much in it the rest of the movie. So you can't really say there wasn't enough Domino. Yeah. I do wish that she would have came onto the scene sooner, but that might as well be
no, that defeats the purpose. Yeah, that's... See, I think... See, now, in the comics, you have, like... Obviously, there's lots of X-Force members in and out or whatever, but, you know, Cable and Domino run missions once in a while, blah, blah, blah. And Deadpool really actually doesn't, to be honest. So they could totally spin off and do... I mean, they have that X-Force movie in the works... What I think they should do with that is have Deadpool do like he does in every other comic series other than his own and make a 3-page appearance every once in a while. You know what I mean? So
it might. Well, it
like he could have taken the Brianna Hildebrand Negasonic role in an X-Force movie where kind of in it a little bit in the beginning, a little bit in the end.
And they might do that.
That'd be super dope because
You're talking about something that you don't like from something that hasn't happened.
Yeah. Yeah, you're goddamn right I am.
How did we like Josh Brolin as Cable?
Yeah, I know. I feel like we neglected to speak about him too much. And to be honest, with the exception of his height, which they actually bring up hilariously enough.
Yeah.
Because Scott always yells at me, obviously, because sometimes I get hung up on some of the characters' appearances. That being one of them.
Yep.
That's why I didn't want the other guy, the other awesome guy, because he's like 5'8". Anyways, point being, when they were throwing out, like, actors of who could play Cable right after the first movie, there was lots of talk about different people, and one of them was an awesome actor, the old guy from, he's in a bunch of shit. Anyways, he's super short.
The old guy from a bunch of shit who's super short.
Yeah, who cares? Anyways, the point is, they picked a good actor, obviously.
Oh, they did. I mean, Josh Brolin's great if you like, you know, if you can't get Kurt Russell.
Couldn't have been Kurt Russell anyways.
I know, I just like making that joke.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was actually funny because they also mentioned back then about Kevin Nash.
Yeah, right.
And as far as I know, you know, he was a nerd and read comics most, you know, for a while or whatever, so he was familiar with the character.
No, he would have actually been a good look for it.
He would have been a good look. I just don't know if, you know...
It maybe sucks at acting.
I don't... He had that small part in Grandma's Boy. He was one of those.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he could have done it, but I feel like, I mean, no offense, but I feel like Josh Brolin is just a far superior actor. Obviously, he's been doing it longer.
He's a better actor than a lot of people. So if you can get him.
I don't like Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell's a little old, to be honest.
And this will be the last appearance of Mia. Yeah.
And Guardians of the Galaxy, I didn't like him.
What?
He was like...
Go watch The Hateful Eight and then tell me you don't like Kurt Russell.
Oh, my God.
Also true.
I didn't like him in it.
Dude...
Like, he acted fake. I mean, I guess he was supposed to be fake.
I mean, he's a million-year-old god. Doy.
Yeah, but he just acted, like, stupid.
Like a million-year-old god?
No.
Hmm.
That, the Cable, I wish he was, like, he made more jokes. Because when he did make a joke, it was funny.
Well, that's the point. You're supposed to savor the ones you get.
Yeah, but I wish he was, like...
Oh, funnier. What did he call him towards the end? Bumbling butt plug or something like that? God darn it.
He called him,
some type of a butt plug.
Red suited.
I don't remember, but it was actually because then Wade was like, "Oh, now you're getting it."
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So yeah, I agree. Josh Brolin, pretty good job.
All right, Michael, what didn't you like?
I just said it.
Josh Brolin.
No, I didn't like the less appearance of people. I would have rather seen more.
What about
of.
You? Did you say anything?
She wanted more Domino too.
Yep.
More Ryan Reynolds.
Well, I mean...
He was only in every scene.
He was only in 158 of the 159 minutes.
The only scene
minutes.
He wasn't in was Cable's future.
Well, I didn't like
Word.
The one thing, but it's a spoiler.
Oh.
Gotcha. Yep. Oh, I know what you're talking
okay.
about.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, but that was the whole setup. Had to be done.
Yeah, all right,
it
so
was like the plot.
Did we like it better or worse than the first one?
I don't know. Given the fact that I rated the first one a 9.5, and that seems to be my ceiling...
This is the 9.6. Raise the ceiling.
I can't raise the ceiling. Can't raise it. So I'm going to say that it's better, but it's going to be rated the same. There. I said it.
That's odd. Weird. But I don't know. It's been a while since I watched the first one. And I'm pretty sure I also went 9.5. Isn't that what I heard? Or did I give up?
I don't remember. I think you gave up. I rated it a 9.5.
Which means I probably went like a 9 or a 9.5.
If you want to yap for a second...
I don't want to yap for a second.
Well, I can look.
No, I don't care. It's all right. Not going to be on there.
I'm going to rate it. Yeah, it will because I'll have the average I'm sure Brian rated it a fucking 7, so he probably skewed it.
See, I just can't decide if I liked it more or better, or less or more than the first one.
See, I thought I liked the first one more until I watched the first one last night. And while I loved the first one.
Well, you knew what was going to happen, though.
Yeah, I knew what was going to happen in the first one when I watched it again, too. So, what's the fucking difference?
I feel like as much as you probably will.
I'm saying when we walked out, I thought the first one was still better. But then I watched the first one before we saw it again today. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Carry on.
I feel like you almost, as much as you want to compare them, I feel like you almost can't.
All right, we'll throw some fucking numbers into the ether.
I'm just going to throw a 9.
Hmm.
There, I said it. There was a couple of things.
Here comes the fucking 7.2. Look at her. She's nervous.
There's a couple of things I didn't. Overall, it was fun. It was good. I just think there was a couple of things that I wish were different.
Well, what? When are you going to fucking say them?
I did already. We already talked about all that shit. What part?
He didn't like.
Oh, you didn't?
You know, he liked Domino.
He didn't like Russell.
No, he didn't.
Because he hates New Zealanders.
Unless it's Flight of the Conchords, yeah.
I'll allow it.
Or Rhys Darby.
All right. This is a very important time right now. You get to number this thing.
Yeah. It's
and this is going to go towards the website's average of 3.
It's going to change your life.
So,
woo-hoo.
I think it's like a 9.5.
Fuck.
I like this Deadpool more than the last Deadpool.
I didn't see that coming. I thought you were going to say like a 7.5 and I was going to have to fucking kick you. I'll allow it.
No, in this Deadpool, I feel it tells like the story better. Like what's going to happen. And in the Deadpool 1, it was just like...
Well, it was like a family movie.
Yeah. Well, the first one was a love story. The second one was a family movie.
Yeah. It told the story better. Like it went back to like why Cable came. And then, again, the spoiler, what happens when he keeps going back in the water or whatever. You know? Oh, yeah.
I did like those scenes.
Yeah, like told what was happening. Because they probably could have just left those out or something. I don't know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'll allow it.
Alrighty then. 9.5, 9.5, and 9.
Sounds like a 9.3 to me.
You're a dork.
It does.
Anywho.
Doesn't it?
Deadpool 2. That's the thing that we did. You can find me on Twitter at XHorseNext. You can find Mike at
X-Force.
Review and Roast. You can find the Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast and the Instagram.
Dude, when he's standing at the helicopter making the X while everyone's jumping out. Did you just refer to yourself as God?
Yeah, he totally did. All right, so anywho, that was the stuff and the things, so...